Oh, hello there. I am Sergeant Dumb, formerly known as Underscum and played by Ben the Quest Giver. As our weary travellers continue to delve into the vastness of Undermountain and stand against the repeated threats to the good people of the Sword Coast, I welcome you to this audio-only version of the adventure. If you want to tune in to our adventures on Twitch, we stream a final boss fight live every other Sunday, with replays hitting YouTube a few weeks later. With all that said, let's jump into this adventure deep beneath the bustling streets of Waterdeep.
Hello, 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 and welcome to this final boss fight live stream of D&D. My name is John, and I am joined by Obsolete Goat.
Heyo, this is Obsolete Goat. I'm back. I'm using the combat wheelchair rules by Mustang Art. Thank you again, Mustang Art, for letting us use them. Looking forward to today's session.
Rogue Trader Enthusiast.
Hello. Can people hear me? Okay, cool. Hello. Sorry, my mouth's full of meat at the moment. I don't have anything special to say.
The Angel Games Player.
Bark.
And Steamed Chew.
Hello.
And we are here to play D&D. Sorry for the slight missing last session, but my brother got married, so yay.
Yay.
And photos are starting to come back from the wedding photographer now, which is nice.
Yay!
Ew, affection. Gross.
Rogue Trader Enthusiast has just resubscribed for 8 months in a row, currently on an 8-month streak. Om nom nom, my mouth is full of meats. Just because, you know, you really want that sentence to live on in eternity.
Out of your mouth, lead foot, any day.
We find ourselves back in the Dungeon of the Mad Mage. As the group continues to make their way back through some previously explored areas, some slightly new areas, as they try to track down some missing companions. Ick and Underscum have been kidnapped by a group of drow calling themselves or working for House of Rinda. You have met with Toya Chris, a tabaxi barbarian who is looking for a missing girlfriend who is suspected to have been kidnapped by the same group. You, in the last session, had a fight with a contingent of this drow raiding party. But unfortunately, they weren't the ones that were travelling with your friends. You have, however, made your way along a long corridor, and at the end of the previous session, you stopped at a T-junction, where you looked down and saw an earlier room of the dungeon that you had previously explored from the other side, a large constrictor snake skeleton blocking your path back into the room. We find ourselves here, and it's now time for me to go to the map screen and say, what do you guys want to do now?
I need to first of all check all my rations.
I'm just a healer, so I've just got to follow everyone.
Did you mark off my rations, or do I need to do that?
I think you probably would have used two rations in the couple of sessions. It's not been that long over the time.
Have been 2 days? Or is it?
No, it's not even been a day yet.
Oh, okay, it's not even been a day. Sweet, two rations it is then.
Oh, I'm going to regret doing this. Doo-doo.
So, you spot a door.
Nothing's killed me yet.
Hey, John. Can you have her follow, please?
One moment.
Thank you.
I've just discovered a section where the wall isn't. Bear with me.
It's okay. Vason just has brick vision. Power to see through bricks. Ba-dum. Well, do you have your gun out?
My gun? Yeah, I've got my gun.
Just be ready to shoot anything that looks like it's going to kill us when I open this door.
Okay.
I'm still a little sore from the drought.
Yes, I was definitely there for that.
I love that sandwich.
It very hurt.
Okay. I'll aim my gun and ready in action to shoot.
So just quickly, I'm going to pause the game for a moment and give you a little bit of an update about things that I've installed since we were last here. I have installed a couple of new modules to the game. If you wish to ping on the map, you can now hold down the left mouse button and it highlights where you are looking.
Magnificent.
And you will have noticed already that as you move your character, it now gives you a ruler to show how far you are moving. That will measure your movement speed in combat and allow you to know how far you can move and how far you can move with a dash action. And that will also work with difficult terrain should you encounter any, halving your movement speed.
Oh, dope.
So, carry on.
Very quickly before I open the door, I'm just going to use Divine Sense.
Okay.
Ba-dumpf.
You close your eyes, you concentrate for a few seconds, and you open your senses up to the world around you. And
kick the door in or I'll kick you into it.
I think for once it's not Bubkus.
I mean, we already killed the dudes. I don't know what you're afraid of.
We've not been in this room.
Yeah, we'll just kill whatever's in that room.
You close your eyes and concentrate, and nothing pings the divine senses, with the exception of Wole. And
hello.
Haleth. I couldn't remember the person's name for a moment, yes. Haleth also obviously pings your senses.
I don't ping DM, remember? I have zero ping.
Zero ping?
No. I have zero ping because I've got that necklace.
There is an odd lack of ping where you expect a ping, which is something I always forget.
I go into crippling debt for this goddamn necklace. I won't have it.
There's just going to be a small tilt of the head looking at Wall, squinting the eyes. And then as our tabaxi is being very obnoxious, I'm just going to turn and be like, fine, I'll open the damn door.
I'm not being obnoxious, I'm being practical. The longer we take, the more likely my girlfriend's going to escape and murder everybody.
You open the door. And in the middle of this room is an unadorned wooden armor stand with a faintly glowing longsword stabbed into it.
Ooh, shiny.
At the base of the stand lies the skeletal remains of a hand amid stains of dried blood.
Danger, shiny.
You can also just slightly, as you both enter the room, just hear
Well, somehow that's not good or evil. So I guess it's all up to you. Well, you can identify things, right?
I've also got a mage hand. I feel like I was going to like look at the sword, the hand, and the blood and be like, going to mage hand the hand. As it, looking at the hand, could I surmise that at some point the hand was attached to the sword and perhaps got stuck and the person had to chop it off? So have a look at the bones in the hand to see if they've been like cut or broken or something.
Make me a medicine check.
Sick.
That's actually a really cool idea. I like that.
I've gotten really into true crime recently, so I'm just kind of like...
Yeah, my mom listens to that shit to go to sleep. I'm all like, oh my god, you're such a freak.
Yeah. I was actually listening to some before we came in.
You pick up the hand. I assume to look at it.
I use the mage hand because I can't be bothered to lean out of my chair.
The hand raises up off of the ground. Wait, no, mage hand is visible, isn't it? For you, at least.
For me, yeah.
You push out your hand and the ghostly hand reaches down and picks up this other hand and brings the other hand to your hand. There's a lot of hands involved in this.
I'll have a look at the bones.
And you look at the bones that would have connected to a forearm. And you note that they are... they have been severed by something very sharp.
I'll be like, I'll hold the severed hand in my lap and be like, looks like that maybe the person who owned the sword before got stuck, so I'll look around and be like, maybe we don't touch it. Might be evil or sticky.
Oh, and also, as you've all entered the room, I assume you've all entered the room at this point, you all can hear... just sort of permeating the room, just a weird, almost voice, almost several voices talking over the top of each other. You can't quite pick out what any of them are saying, but just a general background noise of... noise.
Hey, have any of you guys got that one spell that, like, identifies magic-y things? I know there's one of those. I don't use it, but Zara does. You know, the one where it's all like, I'm going to see what the magic is on this very obviously magical item.
Yeah, I do.
Cool. Can you do that?
I left all my stuff back at my shop.
Well, fact.
I think I can.
Oh.
I should be able to.
Oh, thank goodness.
Vason.
Detect magic.
Cool.
Mm.
As you've walked into this point in the room, you notice that there are two eye holes carved into the wall over here.
Huh. Okay, to make it, like, I try and react like I've not obviously seen the eye holes, but I just want to, like, focus on what I'm hearing and see if there's a direction towards those eye holes. Like, is that where the sound's coming from?
Okay. Meanwhile, Nuri casts Detect Magic, and the sword does shine up as magical. And you see, obviously, items amongst several of the party members that are also of a magical nature start to glow as you look around the room.
Somehow not wall. It's us.
I'll glare at you.
Yeah, I don't really know how that one works.
That's out of character.
The sword glows. If you concentrate on the sword, and there is an illusory magic towards it, and something else on top of the... Or sort of in the illusory magic mix. There's something else that you can't quite identify with detect magic.
Well, this is all I can see for the moment. I don't know. I mean, the sword's definitely magic. There's other stuff around, so we'll just have to be careful, I suppose.
Hmm.
Sweet. Okay, so, well, you can tell it's magic, but you can't tell what kind of magic it is?
No. And also that if there's other magic things around that we haven't seen yet.
What's the sword look like? What's the decoration and patterning on it?
The sword is very plain, a very plain long sword.
Friggin' Holy Grail.
With a very faint glow to it. It would glow about 10 feet out from the blade. It's not doing much in the way of glowing, but it is. It'd be enough to see immediately around where you were.
Okie doke. Well, I'm going to do something potentially reckless. I'm going to quickly grab one of those, bits of leather. One of the studded leather
that we
gathered before. Essentially, use that to get a hold of the sword without actually touching the sword, and just essentially be like, "Wall, open the bag."
Oh, yep.
Oh, you beat me to it. I was going to do that.
And then just drop it. Point first, so it doesn't bounce around, but just like, whoop.
I'll be like, before you do, make sure you, like, the end's covered. I don't want the bag ripping. I'll hold it open anyways. I've still got the severed hand in my lap.
You pull the sword out, and you go throw it into the bag of holding, and it's still in your hand.
Wait, what?
Let go of it, and you can't make your fingers let go.
So my hand's stuck to the studded leather wrapped around a sword.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad you beat me to it.
Well, this is deeply awkward.
Did you hold it with two hands?
Don't put your other hand on it.
Unfortunately, I kind of would have had to get the studded leather to wrap around it.
Oh dear.
You know, if you keep the studded, if you kept the studded leather in your hand, draped it over, and then just used the one hand to pull.
I'm just going to stick with Vason being a dumbass.
You can let go with one hand, but the other hand doesn't.
Okay, I'm going to let go with the hand that wouldn't be able to use this properly and sort of just, like, turn the sword over.
Okay.
Oh, this is a little awkward. Shake my hand around a bit, not so it would hurt Wall, but, like, just to, like, see if how hard I could shake to get go of it.
You shake, but your fingers just won't release. It's not that it's stuck with any, like, there is not a material that is affixing it to your hand. It's that literally you can't open your hand up to release it.
Well, this will be very useful if I need to, like, dangle in a hole. I hope my arm doesn't get tired.
I mean, worst case scenario, I have some spare hands that I could fit you with. I have one that's already in gold.
Okay, one. I'm bronze.
I don't have a bronze one, but I can recolor it. It's actually not too difficult.
Two.
Are you saying no to a golden hand, really?
It's very cool. It's got like
a cool. It sounds cool.
It's the principle of the thing.
Well, grabbed the sword.
I'm sure that it'll be fine. We can find someone to take it off my hand. Like, I'm not in massive crippling pain yet.
Well, I mean, I bet that's what the guy who had to cut his hand off said too, you know?
Also, why is there, like, the whole thing with, like, the wooden thing that it was stuck in? Like, why is that here? Like, what is this room?
An elaborate... maybe it's like a partial armory.
Maybe. John, did I ever figure out what direction that sound was coming from?
Make me a perception check, I was just about to say. Make me a perception check to listen for the sounds.
That's a six.
It is hard to tell. They are echoing everywhere. If you...
I'm stuck to it now.
If you want to ask for help or anything like that, you know, communicate with your friends.
Yeah, I'm going to just, like, whisper it in Wall's ear. Essentially, I think that, like, there's some holes in the wall that around the corner that look like eyes. I think what we're hearing might be people in the wall.
Oh. Yeah, that would make sense.
But we do you want to confirm that for me?
I'll do a sniff check.
Ooh, a sniff.
That should be an advantage.
If you
15.
Well, if you need to roll with advantage, if you hover over in the voice chat, you can click roll with advantage or disadvantage. But yes, 15. You take a deep breath and breathe in the smells of the room, and you smell your friends around you.
Do I smell anything else, or is it just
there is
any other humanoids?
There is a very faint smell of the city streets of Waterdeep. And you look up, and you see in the ceiling running around this room vent work.
You know, we're kind of close to the surface here, I think. You know, if we do need to stop in my shop, I have amputation tools as well, you know.
You're not chopping my hand off!
I'm just saying that worst case scenario, I do have some, and I have anesthesia as well. I'm not one of those, like, quack doctors who will just, you know, lop it off. You know, and,
Ooh, I like you.
I could do silver.
Random question, John, am I able to, like, swap this sword from hand to hand?
Yeah, as you move it from hand to hand, and as soon as you hold it with one hand, you can let go with the other.
Very
See,
simple.
my hands are perfectly fine.
I'll kind of roll over, and I'll be like, I'll put my
hand. The hand.
Oh, I'll take the hand out of my lap and put the hand in my hand and get the other hand to put its hand on the sword.
I try and let go.
As you put the hand on the sword, it falls apart because it's a skeleton.
Ah, shit. I'll just put it back in my lap then, and then I will touch the sword. I'll try and pull it. See if it comes out of your...
Yeah, I try and let go.
Make me a strength check.
But I'm weak and weedy.
Just be grateful it's not an opposed one.
14. I'm pretty strong today, apparently.
You rolled a 15. -1.
-1.
You grip hold of the sword, and you pull, and it slowly forces its way out of Vaisin's hand, and you hold the sword for a second, and then it disappears and it reappears in Vaisin's hand.
You know,
that's convenient, because I would have let go of the leather armor now. So now at least I've got a proper grip on it. Yeah, have the leather. Pick the leather up off the floor.
Thanks, right. I'll put the leather in my bag. As well as the bone hand.
Well, you're getting a nice collection at least.
Look, I mean, I think we smell like we're near the dockyard. Like, would maybe be about 3 hours tops. I mean, you'd need to recover for a bit, but...
You just want to chop his hand off, don't you?
I mean, I can't think of any other solution to this problem right now.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I think it's great, but still.
I haven't... Magic user would do the job.
I don't have to spell magic in my repertoire.
Anyway, I reach onto my back to try and find my
wall. No, I've got an idea. Guys, I've got an idea. There's a whole bunch of dead drow in the other room. Why don't we just go back to the other room, have him put the sword in the hand of the dead drow, and then it's stuck to the dead drow?
Well, I don't think it transfers, though, and I'll do the thing where I attempt to take it again.
Yeah.
Unless it just doesn't want to transfer to me. Do you want to try taking it? Because if we can swap it, then that's fine. Because you seem pretty up for having a cool new hand, so... You know, I could do you one, and I've got some, like, really rare, like, purple metal. It's, like, purple gun metal. It's very cool. And it's got, like, these big, long claws, and they, like, shoot out. It's very cool.
That is awesome. And if I lose a limb, I will definitely go for it, but I'm not about to chop off a perfectly good limb just for it. Is that fair?
Fine.
I mean, like, if I lose a limb, like, if something happens, and God knows with the shit I get into, something's going to happen... So if something happens, I'm all for it, but I'd rather not just cut a limb off for the sake of it, you know?
Oh.
I'm kind of attached to them, just a little bit.
For now.
When you wouldn't be, though. Just saying.
I know. Ooh. I know.
Oh, the puns. Do you want to try and take this sword?
It might not like me, because I'm not proficient in swords.
Ooh, let me try.
Roll me a d20 plus 4.
Okay, hold on. Roll d20 plus 4. Exactly.
You pull on the sword, and it takes a lot of doing, because Vaisin's hand is clasped shut with all its might, but you pull the sword from his hand, and you start to look at it in your own hand, and then it just disappears from your hand and is back in Vaisin's.
Aww.
That's awkward. Right, since I already had my other hand on my maul. I lift the maul up. I put it... I forgot what your character's name is. I'm sorry.
Who, mine?
Yes.
Toya,
here's a big hammer. Go around the corner. There's two eye holes. Smash the wall.
Crazy chaotic cat's brain go...
Wall. You roll over to this corner of the room, Wall, and as Toya takes the hammer, you look at the wall and you notice that it opens.
Oh! Like it's opening right now? Or
no, it is an opening. It is a door that you could open.
Oh. Wait, where are the eyes? The eyes here?
Yes.
Oh, I'd be like, we could just open it.
Nope! Smashy, smashy.
Okay.
Oh no, what have I done?
I'll just look at Vaisin and be like, I'm going to chop your hands off. No, don't say that. I'll just look at you just like, come on, man.
Just very, very quickly, since like Toya's run off somewhere, I just go, push. With my non-sworded hand.
I haven't run off anywhere. I'm going to the wall to smash it.
Toya, could you roll me a d20 plus 1 really quickly?
Roll d20 plus 1.
If the group could stop for a moment for this dice roll.
Is this the do you get there before we open it roll?
No, this roll is
something the 19.
Wrong. Okay. As you make your way round, you squeeze and nimbly cat-like make it past the large skeletal snake that is coiled up around the around one of the pillars. And as you make it to the wall that they've told you to smash, you see that they're stood there waving, having opened the wall up. And you all enter the corridor that has 9-foot-high, 4-foot-wide demon base reliefs.
You guys suck.
Why'd you go the long way?
You told me to go around.
Yeah, around the small corner in the room.
John's in charge of my token. I don't know what he was doing.
Who's John?
Is this some deity you worship?
I have heard of this John.
He's a dick.
Hey, he said go round the corner, not go over there.
Yeah, but my assumption was she was just going to run straight at the wall. And then you went on like a merry chase.
I have my maul back now. I might not be able to use it, but I'll let you smash the next one.
Okay.
I'll put my maul back on my back.
Whoa, what are you investigating?
Well, I was investigating these pillars that I was obviously here for before, but neglected to investigate.
Oh, I threw somebody into one of these pillars before.
Yes.
I think.
Are there dead bodies down here?
No.
I see.
This is a room where you found some bugbears as on your initial descent, and...
Oh, shit! Yeah, I remember where we are now.
Your monk was thrown from the top of the stairs and straight into a pillar. Could I get, at this point, a perception check from everyone?
Right. What's that for me, John?
That for you is a +4.
Yeah, but a D what?
Or D20. It's always a D20.
I'm rolling advantage. In case anything smells.
I do like that your natural one actually rolls higher than what I rolled. Oh my god. And some of us be aware of anything that doesn't like smell of rotten eggs.
No one washes in this society, man. Like, there's not really showers down here. Y'all have bad BO.
Nuri, could I get a perception check, please?
Yeah, if it loads. You've got to remember, it does not like me, Foundry.
This is why John has to man my token. My laptop hates Foundry.
Yeah, mine does as well. It even stopped using D&D and Beyond the other day. I have no idea. Right, perception, was it?
Yes, please. Okay, Wall and Nuri. Wall to a certain extent because it's smell-based. Or, at the very least, your perception check is smell-based. Nuri, to the south, you hear the sound of elvish voices. Does Nuri speak elvish? As she would understand what is being said. No, she doesn't. You hear the sound of elvish voices loudly shouting something. Wall, as your wheelchair clunks to the bottom of the stairs,
clunk, clunk, clunk.
You take a deep breath and you smell to the south a familiar goblinoid smell.
No. Oh. Like, I think it's Underscum. Goblinoid, or wait, Underscum, or the one that we don't like, whatever their name is. Skirt?
Ick.
Ick, that's what their name is. Close enough. Guys, I think I can smell Ick.
It could be either of them.
Could be either of them.
They are both Goblinoid.
So, do I sense anything, John?
No. What did you roll?
A 19.
You would also hear, does Toya speak Elven? No. You would also hear Elven speaking, loudly shouting at someone.
You motherfucker stole my Zara. So, having all of the discretion of a train crash on a boat... Toya's just gonna run after that sound.
Oh, wait.
Okay.
Okay. John, for the record, since this is going to be important in about 2 seconds, what weapon am I holding? Slash stuck to?
A longsword.
Those can be used two-handed, right?
I believe so, yes. They are versatile weapons.
But they do not count for the great weapon rule.
Great weapon mastery.
Just want to check that, because otherwise it's going to make things difficult.
One moment, let me double check that then.
Oh, wait, wielding with two hands. There we go.
Yeah, on your turn.
Good.
Zara.
Can I... What is your girlfriend? Have you told us?
Dwarf, I think.
Dwarf. Can I smell dwarf?
Wait.
You.
Did I say she was a dwarf? I don't remember picking a species.
Would you like your girlfriend to be a dwarf?
Well,
no,
as
I wanted to be...
As it's not been mentioned, you don't know what you need to sniff for.
I wanted to be an elf, A, to confuse people, and B, because it'll make it all the more funny when they actually meet her.
Would the rest of you like to start following Toya, who has taken off at a fair clip towards the south corridor?
We should do that. I will start to wheel after.
Yeah, I run after. It's sort of like this resigned expression of just... and I just say to the sword, time to see what you can do.
I'm coming, baby.
Please tell me the sword does not talk back.
I mean, you can not follow if you wish.
I mean, I'm the only one with healing spells. Vaguely,
I've got healing. No one else fires fire of healing.
Well, there's no other way I'm going to get out either.
Okay. At this point, I'm going to say, could we roll initiatives?
Huh?
And I'm going to roll initiatives for my guys as well.
Me and Vason always run in tandem. It's great.
Initiative is just d20, not plus anything, right?
It is a d20 plus one for you.
Okay, cool.
Look, we go in tandem simply because then you can make me very big and then hide behind me.
Good point. No other reason that you always run next to me.
Sorry, can I just hear what... No, what
where is initiative on the sheet?
That is a good question. Let me look at the sheet.
Oh, it's next to your armor class.
Yes. It's right. On there as innie.
I'm liking this plus 14 I'm getting to my initiative roll. It makes me seem much faster than I actually am.
And then, what have you rolled, Toya?
7.
7.
I'm going to guess that's 7 plus dex mod, based on these rolls.
Hello? What'd you do? Where'd you go? Hey! Hello?
Ah, there's our initiative.
What happened?
Damn, you're so fast.
Why? Why did you turn off? Why did you do that? I think my laptop literally just died.
We can hear you still.
Yeah.
I'm using Discord on my phone. Oh. No, my laptop just died and it won't turn back on.
Oh no.
Bear with me a moment. I just need to tweak a setting because apparently a setting has messed up and we might need to re-roll initiatives.
No. Oh, but I like mine.
I don't like the Drowly Warrior who has almost 40.
Hey, that's me!
You don't have 40.
I have 35.
Yeah, but there's a Drow that has 39.
Oh, damn. Oh, God, yeah, you're right. Well, I mean...
There are two people who are ahead of you in initiative right now.
Hey, that's pretty good, considering what normally happens.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm quite happy with my roll of 19, so I'll happily take my 21. I'm just going to keep that. John, please don't steal my initiative.
Let me just check that that's actually working out. Cool. So that's a 21.
That would be mine minus the random 14.
Oh! To plug the bitch in! The battery died! We're good! I'm back!
Don't think so.
No, I mean, it's like... Everything's got to load again, but like...
Okay, Wall.
Hello.
What's your initiative? Have you re-rolled?
17. Oh, I'll be all re-rolling.
Oh, 17. No, cool. Nuri, what should your initiative have been?
It was 23, but...
It should be 12. Sorry, apparently the thing that adds the initiative tiebreaker has just decided to add the initiative, the dex dexterity instead of just adding that as a little thing afterwards. Thank you, updates.
Mine should have been 6, not 17.
6.
I feel like with the I've got to check something in those wheelchair rules of yours. Does it count as your movement if I grab the wheelchair and bring you with me?
I mean, I don't think so.
Or do you become a vehicle?
Do I become a vehicle? Does that mean that I become, if you got mounted combatant, you could stand on my wheelchair and I'd become immune to AoE damage?
No.
No!
Just surf on your wheelchair. Oh, sweet, I'm first for once. You know what? Yeah, let's do this. Wall, you come with me.
Oh,
I grab the side of Wall's chair and I sort of just like run past Toya, holding onto Wall's chair with my non-sworded hand. So Wall is behind me.
Cool. I'm being dragged backwards. 5, 10, 15,
20... 25, 30. Still don't see anything. And just, and you know what? I'm going to use my action to dash. So that's another, is that half movement or full movement?
Full movement for a dash. I am going to have to look up the rules for this because if you are able to just, skip double movement, the wheelchair seems very broken. I will allow it for this fight, but I will be checking that in the future when I have time to actually read the rules, which obviously slows the stream down somewhat if I do that.
But it's funnier this way.
Cool. With my bonus action, please tell me I've got a decent bonus action spell now that I can see a lot of things. Bonus action. Let's go with. I'm going to use my bonus action to finish a round by casting Shield of Faith on myself.
Okay. So you charge down the room, and as you get to the end of this corridor, you start to see Drow. Facing away from you initially, they start to turn as you not very subtly charge down the corridor at full speed, dragging Wall behind you, a long sword in one hand, a purple-skinned tiefling almost backwards screaming behind you.
I'll happily give up 5 feet of movement if I can kick their chair to spin them back round.
A field of stars just erupts around you as you get to the end of this corridor, and you shine brightly with this shield of faith, and with that, we go to this guy.
Oh, this could end so badly.
Who walks back around the corridor to see what is happening, and can get to here with a single movement. Does he have a... And pulls out a hand crossbow.
Oh.
And fires it at, well, Vason. As he walks down the corridor, he just pulls out this hand crossbow, fires. That's a 17 to hit.
Not with my shield on, it won't.
The bolt cracks against this divine shield. And he just pops the crossbow back on a belt loop and gets ready for the next turn of combat where, well, you'll both have some fun, I'm sure. Nefira is going to run down the corridor 30 feet and then, seeing the action at the end of the corridor, if he's got a spell slot free... He doesn't have a spell slot free. We are going to do an Eldritch Blast. Which is exactly how he says it.
Eldritch Blast.
So that is a 12 and a 22 to hit. The 22 will hit, I'm sure. The 12 does not... so that is 6 points of damage. That is 6 points of damage to the lead drow as two beams of dark spiderweb energy whiz past you, Vason. One of them just goes wide and splats against the wall, sending shards of the stonework scattering across the ground. The other strikes into the arm of the drow, flings it back slightly, and he looks past you to see the rest of the group charging down. And Sir Drubles has arrived.
Hey, Drew!
This drow is gonna go to here. And we're gonna get a short sword in. No, we're not.
No, we're really not.
He swings the short sword round and you just sort of step backwards slightly as it whizzes past in front of you. You just, like, derisively look at him as the sword goes past. And then another drow gets to here and pulls another hand crossbow out, and this time he's going to fire past Vason, having, you know, I've not seen it, but no, he's going to, yeah, no, he's just going to fire at Vason because he's not seen how Vason is tanking all of these. That is a 22 to hit.
I like to think that I was just a bit cocky and just didn't bother to actually try and, like, brace for this one, and that's why it hits.
It just sinks into you, into your chest slightly, and you take 4 points of damage. And could you make me a constitution saving throw?
Yep, so let me just take the damage. So 4 damage, you said?
Yes.
Cool, and constitution saving throw... saving throw. 19.
Perfectly fine. You feel a pulse of poison...
oh, not again.
Sinks through your veins, but you resist it.
Do
no
I
effect.
Need to make a check for concentration?
You would do, yes. Because you're cool. Concentrating on the Shield of Faith.
I'm guessing that's another concentration.
That is another constitution saving throw. Again, perfectly fine. You keep the shield maintains. Nuri, what would you like to do?
I don't mind. What are we actually doing?
There's a group of drow that appear to be taking a disliking to Vaisin and probably other people as they get down there.
I don't even know where we are on the map. Where are we?
We are, and I can do this now with pinging, over here.
I will come in then a little bit more. I can only go 30 feet. Let's see what I can actually do. Got a lot left either, I don't think. Unless have we regained?
You've not had a rest since.
No.
Yeah, you've had a bit of a few heavy sessions of spell usage, and resources are starting to run a bit low amongst the spellcasters.
Let's do.
Okay. You thrust forth, and where are you placing the spiritual weapon?
Wherever it can go. I don't know where it needs to.
Okay, I'll say that it's here for now. Do I have a thing for spiritual weapon? I should get one. Do I have a commoner on this? I do. You'll be a spiritual weapon for now, Mr. Commoner. You fling forth your spiritual weapon and it materializes and swings at the drow. But unfortunately, he just steps aside at the last minute. It doesn't find purchase with that role, I'm afraid. But it is there and ready for future attacks.
And what's really enraging is the troll is that the drow is making troll face as he dodges.
We're gonna go to this. This drow charges up, swings at Vaisin with a short sword. That's an 11 to hit.
Nope. Again, I started learning how to parry again after getting cocky. Also, they've done a very silly thing by all bunching in a corridor. This is going to be fun.
This drow is going to charge up past Vaisin and swings a short sword at Wall.
Oh.
That is a 9 to hit.
Miss.
Oh, these guys are terrible. I love it.
Swing and a miss.
Vaisin, one runs past you and you get an attack of opportunity as it goes past.
Nice. I was going to say, I really hope so. I don't actually have this weapon in my stat block, so I need to know what I'm rolling.
It is just a standard longsword, so it would be a standard... 1 second, I think I can just quickly add a longsword to your...
Thank you.
Stats...
There we go. Buff. That's a 14.
A 14 just misses. You swing. It bites into the armor, but the armor is enough to turn the blade aside.
Oh, is there something special I need to do to be using it with two hands?
It's only on the damage.
Really?
Doesn't make a difference to the attack roll, just the damage roll.
Oh yeah, fair enough. Never mind then.
But he is going to swing his sword back at Wall for a 15 to hit.
Shield. So that's 17 is my AC.
You just flare up a shield and the sword bites along this shield that you raise. Haleth is just going to double move it down here to get into this combat. Toya.
Yeah.
What'd you like to do?
I'm just going to run at the nearest one and smack it with my weapon.
Would you like to rage as you do?
Yeah.
You charge down this corridor, raise your sword up, and a black necrotic energy starts to enshroud the sword as you swing it at the first enemy, and that will be a number that you need to roll. Bear with me a second. That one.
I let you out. You didn't want to do anything. Go lay down. Go on.
That would be a d20 plus 8, please.
All right. Uh-uh. 24.
Okay, that'll hit. Could I get 3d6 plus 5?
Sure. Hold on. Roll 3d6 plus 5.
You bring your sword down and you just cleave this first drow in half. And take a step over the body and swing at the second drow in the line. That is another d20 plus 8, please.
Alright. D20 plus 8.
That'll hit again. That's 2d6 plus 5 this time, please.
Google Dice likes me better than Foundry Dice. So it was 3d6 plus 5,
2d6
right?
For this one.
Oh, 2? Okay. 2d6 plus 5. 12.
12. Okay, and then we go to this guy.
It's not combat if I don't do the manic tackle. I'm sorry.
Whoa.
It's good RP.
Wall is going to, in a cube, cast Fairy Fire.
Okay.
Which is, if I could get the block open without it closing. It's, wait, sorry, the sheet's getting really weird. There we are.
Where are you placing it?
I'm going to, like, place it to try and get as many of the drow as I can. So it's 10, 5, 10, like, here-ish. Oh, you can't see that. So with the elite drow and the two next, two below Vason.
Okay.
So
I think, wouldn't that get all four of them if it's a 20-foot?
That would get all four of them.
Oh, it's a radius of 10. Yeah, so...
Oh, no, yeah. Each object in a 20-foot cube within range is outlined.
There we are. So those ones?
Yeah, that's all of the ones that we can see at the moment.
Except for the one here that tried to stab me, but dexterity saving throw.
Except that guy.
Except the guy.
So that is one passes, one fails. You are... I'm going to give you blessed as a thing to just remind us that you're a bright light. You also failed.
Yes.
You passed, and you also failed. So three of them start to glow. What colour are they glowing?
They glow purple.
Okay. Three of them...
I was going to say, make them glow pink. Make them be embarrassed.
Three of them
it's a pinky purple.
Take on a lilac hue as a light from within them starts to glow. Which, if we had this open, they cast a dim light, and attack rolls against them are at advantage, as long as you can see. Vason.
I'm using so many spell slots, but I'm going to have to drop my my lovely little protective spell, because sadly, smites also... Well, most of my smites also use... standard divine smite doesn't use concentration.
No, it's a thing that goes off when you attack.
Well, this is more fun if I do that. So, yeah, I'm going to drop my concentration spell. So I'm back to 16 AC. I'm going to use my bonus action to cast Branding Smite.
Okay.
Which means that next time I hit a creature with a weapon attack, 2d6 rate... Nope, wait, is that the one I wanted? No, that's not what I wanted. I wanted Searing Smite. Because this is the one that sets people on fire.
Okay.
Boom. I like you.
Your new longsword just erupts in flames.
Cool, and I'm going to attack the... Drow in front of me with fairy fire, please.
Okay. You're at advantage.
Cool. That's with advantage. The advantage didn't help, but there we go. That's
the advantage helped avoid a natural one, but if you would like to roll me the damage.
I don't know if that's doing the calculation correct, because I don't know if it knows I'm using this with two hands.
That does not know. How do we do the versatile damage? That's a good question. I've not had to do that yet.
I thought it was just a little versatile thing at the bottom of the versatile button.
That's how it works for my... We've changed the thing.
Oh, okay.
Just roll me a d10 plus 4.
D10 plus 4...
Hey, wanted to roll a 10, apparently.
It really did. But yeah, that wouldn't trigger my... that wouldn't trigger Great Weapon Mastery. Great Weapon Fighting at all.
And then if you want to roll me the Searing Smite damage as well.
Yep. Searing Smite damage will be... let me just make sure I read this correctly.
1d6.
1d6 fire damage, and the target is already in flames. At the start of each of its turns, until the spell ends, they must make a constitution saving throw against 14. If the target or creature within 5 feet of it uses an action to put out the fire, that's just putting out the flames. Cool, so that's 1d6 fire damage. So, here's d6. Boom. Nope, 1d6. 3 fiery damage.
Okay.
Cool, and... I'm going to use my second attack to unleash a lightning breath attack.
Okay, what are you targeting?
I'm going to guess a 15-foot cone, which I think would just about hit everybody in front of me, apart from the person right at the back.
Let me have a quick look with a cone. I think you can get everyone. You can get... You can get either these three or these three.
I'll focus on the three in front.
Okay.
Yeah.
The angle's not quite right for you to get all of them, but...
So they need to make a DC 14 dexterity check.
That's a no. A no. And a no.
And a lot. Yeah, very no. I'm liking this. So they need to take 2d10 lightning damage. So... 2d10. Bump. That's 10 lightning damage each.
Okay, the guy that you set on fire is now not worried about being on fire anymore.
Oh, and the guy in front of me is also dead.
The two drow in front of you just... and disappear in this lightning blast that comes out of you, the force of it just blowing their remains back. The elite drow warrior just sort of takes it, but is still standing.
Cool, so that's my bonus and my action. I have a movement. In order to sort of like protect people, I'm gonna step. Oh, wait, no, that's gonna cause an opportunity attack. God damn it. Yeah, cool. I guess I'm staying in position.
Okay.
Because anything I do will just be an attack of opportunity, and that's messy.
The elite drow steps over the body of his former followers and swings a 26 and
that'll hit.
10.
The first will hit, the second will not.
So that is 24 points of damage.
Jesus Christ. One second, I just want to check if I can trigger telekinetic reprisal. Nope, I've used all that up. Oh, that's going to hurt. So that's 26 damage. And
24 damage.
Okay, cool. That puts me on 34.
It is then Nafira's turn, who is going to continue to move his way up here, but not get into the combat. He is just going to stay here and blast with Eldritch Blast. Eldritch Blast. He just hits the drow in front of Wall. And sends the body scattering, and then he sends the next blast further down the corridor. And hits the next drow in line. And sends that one scattering as well. Just... And the two drow fall backwards. This drow is all glowy like and runs up to here. Vason, does a 24 hit your armor class?
Don't think it matters when it's a natural 20.
No, technically not, but still, you know.
Yeah, it's very substantially over my armor class.
That is that many damage. 30.
That's 13.
That is 13.
Oh boy, that's a lot of damage I took in a very quick period of time, but that's kind of normal with these drow. I need new armor.
Nuri.
Don't worry, I shall avenge your death.
I'd rather you didn't need to.
No, I know, but just in case.
Nuri, it is your turn.
I suppose use spiritual weapon again.
Okay, so that's a bonus action to swing the spiritual weapon. So if you want to make the attack roll again, I will look up what that is for you.
Ooh, and with advantage.
How do I do that?
Actually, yeah, if you just cast the spell again, it should ask if you want to consume a spell slot. Just say no. Well, actually, it's a d20 plus 6. Oh, these dice.
This thing does not.
Oh,
like
you're
this.
At advantage, though, so click the plus button in the chat window and it will roll with advantage. That's more like it.
Nice.
You swing your weapon at the drow and the spiritual weapon bites into the drow. Roll me some damage. It bites into the drow and it suffers. It physically grunts at the damage. It's still standing, but it is very hurt. Would you like to do anything with your main action? That was just a bonus.
Does anybody need healing?
You're just lucky it's not my turn.
That's like... I need 41 health.
Vaisen would like some healing.
I would like the healing, please.
Oh yeah, I'll get to it.
Just need to file the paperwork first.
Well, no, it's not that. It's my actual sheet. So you've got to remember to add a good couple of minutes onto everything that I do. This page to load.
Sorry, I just thought you were being just like, yeah, chill. Yeah, it'll happen in time. Don't worry about it.
No. It was like, physically, it takes so long to sort out.
Go lay down.
So that is 7 points of healing for you, Vaisen.
Nice. Helps if I'm up increasing the right number. There we go.
And then it is. You hear the sound of a around the corner of a body hitting the ground. And then another drow runs round the corner and takes a aims a hand crossbow at Toya, fires it, and the crossbow just boom, explodes in its hand. Just the bolt just tink, 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 falls to the ground and slightly rolls off, and the drow looks at it and just kind of looks back round the corner going, maybe I should just leave. Haleth is going to get to here and then... You seem to have this. Toya.
Yeah.
Please, clothesline them both. Clothesline them both.
Oh, God, you know it. John, I'm going to run forward and cleave these two.
Okay, you slide under the spiritual weapon, bring your sword up, make me a d20 plus 8 roll.
Right.
I want to know how you're getting a plus 8 on these rolls, because I want that.
Oh my god, 28.
Joe.
Wait, okay. That's a natural 20.
That is a natural 20.
That's slightly more important.
So bear with me a moment, because I need to do a lot of maths now. I mean, not a lot of maths.
Who were you hitting with that? The drow or the fancy drow?
I'm going to say that's the fancy drow. It may not have been previously, but it is now.
Yeah, whichever one's stronger.
Okay, Toya, could you roll me 3d6 plus 5 plus...
3d6.
wait a second. Plus plus another 23. 3d6
plus 28.
Right.
What is your weapon?
Not 1d6. You said 3d6, right?
3d6 plus 28.
Right. So after the drow explodes...
The drow is still standing, but very hurt, and you bring the sword back... Elite drow.
Fair.
Do you want Do you want to cleave through that one again, or do you want to go for the other guy that's in front of you?
How hurt is the elite drow?
They're both very hurt at this point.
And I can't just swing in an arc and hit them both in this cramped space, can I?
You can't, no. It doesn't work that way.
It should.
But it doesn't.
But okay. I'm just going to hit the elite one because they're usually the leaders.
Okay. That's another d20 plus 8, please.
Right.
That'll still hit him. Roll me 2d6 plus 5.
All right. 2 seconds, for God's sakes.
I do like how your cats are as chaotic to you as you are to your enemies.
They're dogs.
11.
You bring the sword around and slice through the elite drow, and he drops to the ground, and you just slide under the spiritual weapon through into the space and rise up where he was stood, ready to face the other drow that are here.
Do you mind? He was mine.
Please tell me they're feeling at least a little intimidated.
You see very much the one that walked around the corner and had a crossbow explode in his hands is very panicked about this current situation. Wall.
It's me. Wall's going to move up to here. And then... How do I roll from here? Oh god, how do I roll? I don't know how to do this anymore. I want the weapon. Wait, how do I... Ah, there we are. I shoot you at advantage on the Strau 15.
15 will just hit. It just slides through the armor class.
Amazing. 10 damage.
And a loud explosion, and this drow next to you, Toya, just explodes in the chest and drops to the ground. Crimson covering the hallway.
Chunk, and like aim at this drow and be like, you can give up, or, you know, I'll kind of like gesture to the gun.
The world's least intimidating intimidation check.
I mean, I just killed his friend.
The drow just kind of drops the butt of the crossbow that he's holding, raises his hands, and goes, I'll just go.
Where's my girlfriend?
Stomp.
No, where's my girlfriend?
Stomp. Grab. Like, I've got him by, like, the shirt or whatever he's wearing on his chest. If he's not got anything on his chest, he's going to be in a lot of pain, because I'll grab something else.
Okay, well, as we've not stopped combat, make me an athletics check, please.
Ooh, I should be good at this one. Should be the optimal word. 25.
I'm not gonna roll. He rolled a 5. I did roll. You just grab him bodily and pick him up. I give, uncle. Cease.
Has he dropped any weapons?
Dropped the crossbow, I think.
He pulls a sword from its scabbard and drops it to the ground.
Here, have this. I don't want it.
That's it.
I don't even need
all I got.
Answer the cat's questions or you're my dinner.
Where's my girlfriend?
Who's your girlfriend? Who are you?
Zara, the elf. The really pretty elf with the gorgeous blue eyes and the silver hair. And she's so good at stabbing people.
I'll just turn and look at you, but like, huh? Oh, also, we're looking for like a bugbear and... Wait, is it a bugbear? Is it a bug?
Yeah, bugbear and a goblin.
Yeah, we're looking for a bugbear and a goblin.
That I can help with.
All right, awesome.
Get talking.
They're around there.
Right, full on, I'm carrying him at the same time, so I might need you to help me by moving that token. I bring him around the corner with me. And that's a dead goblin.
You see on the ground... you see
that was a very dead goblin.
On the ground. One ick. And one underscum, both unconscious, their wrists and feet bound.
I mean, underscum would want to let you live.
Does he know where Zara is? If he doesn't, just kill him.
We don't need to be, you know, stabby here. They're not dead.
Him and his friends were trying to kill us. So why does he deserve mercy if he's not use? Let me just point that out.
Because he's a living, breathing creature.
I'd like to continue being that.
Normally I'd agree with you, Toya, but like... I think Underscum would be a little hurt if, by rescuing him, we killed more than we needed to. At which moment, whilst holding this drow up against me, I just nut him as hard as I can to knock him out.
I know you didn't just say you nut him. I know you didn't just say you nut him.
Yeah.
To headbutt him.
Yes.
Sir?
To knock him out.
Sir, you do not read enough fan fiction, I swear to God.
Ma'am, you read too much.
I did go to an American school, so yes, I know what you thought.
So did I!
You drive the bony plates of your forehead into him, and he just passes out in your hands.
Right. Cool. He can go into a cell up top.
Yeah, Toya's just gonna walk over and stab him.
No, Wall's gonna stop you from doing that.
Yeah, there's very much a pulling unconscious body out of the way. No.
Okay.
Please don't make body around just a little bit more, and you'll kill him for me.
There is just a weird moment of wait. I'm just holding someone above my head. This can't end well. I'm having to do everything with one hand. This is very awkward.
Oh, God. Hey. If you're holding him up with your hands, you probably just stabbed him for me.
No, with one hand. Because I already have to hold the sword with the other hand.
Wall's going to just be like, Wall's going to like pull the crutch off the back of his wheelchair, hop out of it, lean on his crutches and be like, just tie him up in there.
I just sort of put him in the wheelchair and like keep an eye on Toya and just start pushing him away and round the corner. Just give him to Nefira and just be like, right, cool. We're shoving him in a cell up top.
We have a cell for this?
I'm sure the guard will happily take a drow into their cells for us.
I mean, you could just put them up. Like, I've got space in my cot. What is more living here in the studio? I've got space in my studio. We don't need, you know, we don't know, like, if this person consented to being, like, a kidnappy. But we have, like, you know, more pressing things to deal with. He's going to do a cure something on Underscum.
I'll say that whilst I'm there. By the way, Underscum and Ick around the corner.
Cure. I'll go over and do cure wounds on both.
Okay. You see some cuts and scrapes on them that close shut. Make me a medicine check, Wall.
I'll do the spells as well. Just to give them an amount of healing. Doesn't really matter how much, they're not here. 17.
You notice in both of them a puncture mark that suggests they've been shot with an arrow that was laced with some kind of a poison that has rendered them unconscious. You don't know whether that's how they took them or how they have just subdued them more recently. But they are presently unconscious.
Wall's gonna have a little sniff at the wound and like get like try and like I don't know try and just gonna sniff out the poison.
You said it was that they're paralyzed and or poisoned, correct?
They are unconscious and poisoned.
Cool. I'm gonna go to Underscum and I'm going to use a second level spell to cast Lesser Restoration.
Okay. He wakes up, but Ben's not here this week, so...
Yep. That's appreciated, but at least that means Underscum can carry it.
Yeah. Like, maybe if we, you know, we've found Underscum and Ick, I'll kind of limp back around the corner and be like, these crutches are hard to walk with. Maybe we should ask the drow where the others are. You know, your girlfriend. What are they digging out here? There's like a tunnel.
This was a tunnel that you've been to previously.
Is it bigger than before?
Nope. The drow weren't the ones digging this.
I'm gonna just nose a little further just to check things out.
Well, I'm going to very slowly head back over to where the drow was.
My baby. We didn't know.
This is where the...
There is a headless statue.
Is this
the
one with the haunted room? Yeah, it's this one. Right, cool.
I remember that.
Why were they going... Why were they going this way? Is there a passage we missed? You know what? Let's check that out tomorrow. I'm in too much pain right now.
Wall.
Hello.
You have an unconscious drow tied up in your wheelchair. What would you like to do?
I'd very much like to sit down. My legs really hurt. I'd be like, right, I think we should wait until this guy wakes up, but I'll have a look back at the elite drow. I've got a plan. Do any of you know any illusion spells? Or charismatic. I know you're quite charismatic, Faison. But does anyone know any illusion spells? You know, like disguise self or
Underscum alter self? Says no.
Oh, okay.
No, not really not my sort of thing.
Zora
knows spells.
Nefira doesn't either know.
Damn it. That would be fair.
If you want darkness, he can do darkness.
No, that's the opposite of what he wants. Wall's gonna like sigh and look at the drow elite warrior. I'm like really like look at their face for a bit. Take a deep breath, and then we'll turn into them using the transformation ability that they haven't used yet. Wall now looks exactly like the drow elite warrior, but with his own clothes on. I think maybe we could go and be like, hi, I've captured more guys, using this person to help if they want to comply.
I would like a nap. I just sort of like gesture at the various open wounds.
Yeah, I think maybe we should also wait until this drow wakes up as well.
So, since you did mutter about wanting to get in your wheelchair, I'm just going to lift the unconscious drow bodily. Ask Nefiria if they can tie the drow to my back. So we'll all sit down again. Let's go to the surface.
Okay.
It's been a long couple of days. We have someone who can give us a lead. And we'll come back in the morning after we've had something to eat.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea. Wall will turn back into wall.
The face reshifts, no longer a drow. The horns suddenly protrude.
So let's head back up topside. We're not far from the entrance, are we?
Do you know the way?
It's like that way, I think. Like, this way?
It's up and then right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, up and east.
Yeah, I think it's like, it's up and east. It's somewhere to the east.
Yeah. You know what?
We can regroup and work out what we're doing. I think keeping this drow alive was definitely a good idea. I mean, if they're trying to catch people to, like, take somewhere, I can pretend to be that other drow and, you know, make some deal. If you've got this guy as, like, collateral, Bob's going to look back at the corpse of the drowning warrior and be like, oh, actually, we might need to hide the body so people won't think there's two of us. I'll try and get him in the bag of holding.
I mean, there's an easier option. We just loot all the stuff and burn the bodies.
I was just like, already opened up the bag and it's like, yeah, that makes more sense.
I'm sure John's going to look forward to giving us the very long list of stuff we're about to take off these bodies.
They each have a short sword and, well, not all have a hand crossbow because the guy that you've captured didn't anymore.
How many short swords is that?
Six.
So that means we have a total of 13 short swords.
And six hand crossbows.
Ooh, we didn't pick up any hand crossbows before. That's new.
Where's the Drow Elite Warrior gone?
Crossbows. Both.
Oh, there he is. And the Drow Elite Warrior. What type of armor do you have, Drow Elite? Has studded leather armor and a shield.
So, it's a third suit of studded leather armor. No, not 31. 3. Thank you. Studded leather armor and what? You said a shield, yeah?
A shield.
I'll just put a shield in this list. A very happy blacksmith.
So you're heading back topside?
If no one objects. Oh, I do light a torch and burn the bodies.
Okay. Does anyone object to heading topside? Who is here?
No.
So I'm going to say at this point, because we really want Underscum to be back for, you know, being able to discuss things with Underscum, we'll call it a close here. It's a little bit earlier than normal, but, you know, we got through things. Mm. Next time, well, you'll be topside at... If you could all just remove one gold piece from your inventories, because paying the toll to get out.
Gotta pay the troll toll.
Pay
the troll toll.
I need to also work out how much gold Toya has.
I I need to look at how much gold I have, because I'm pretty sure I have, should not only have 10 gold. Something has gotten very weird.
Because
I did a lot of gambling.
But yeah, we'll call the close of the session here. We'll pick it up again in 2 weeks.
Hello, Sergeant Arm again. Just wanted to say a great big thank you for joining us on our adventure. Now, please consider leaving us a review. It really helps. And it might bring more listeners to our adventures. We also have a Discord if you want to come say hi or chat. And we do have a lot of other game streams that don't really work in an audio-only format. So please head to www.finalbossfight.co.uk for all those details. Up until then, we'll see you next time, where we can take down this final boss fight together.